Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed, powered by the SID Media. Dr. Atolabe, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, and how are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Doc. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord indeed. Praise the Lord indeed. Now, we're focusing on heart health and in a lifestyle segment, and we are discussing how to take care of the heart. Now, Doc, you did some lovely introduction to this topic last week, and it was quite fantastic to actually get to know a bit about the heart. Now, what do we need to know about caring, actually, for our hearts?
Yes, it's the Bible that says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Yeah.
The life is the blood. The blood is the life. The heart is the pump that gets the blood to every part of the body. When we realize that, and that it starts pumping, it starts working from day 23 of conception in the intrauterine fetus, till the last breath, the heart is the organ that does not stop. It rests only for 0.5 seconds between each beat. Therefore, we must realize that it needs a lot of care so that it will keep doing its work very, 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 very well. Yes, we did mention a few things to care for the heart the last time we began to talk about the heart. But for the sake of emphasis, it is very important that we take note of some key things. First of all, we need to take a tape measure, a tape rule that tailors and seamstress use to measure clothes and to measure the person, and draw it around our waists. That is one very important way we must emphasize that we need to do, to be sure that our heart is in a condition of being well taken care of. So if the tape measures more than 40 inches for the man and more than 35 inches for the female, the woman, it's an indication of high cardiovascular risk, meaning that the heart is not doing well. The heart is being overworked. And when the heart is being overworked, it will not last long, as we will guess. Something that is, if you have a machine and you're overworking it, it's not having time for rest, you are not oiling it, you are not giving it the care that it needs, it's not going to work well. So it's the heart. We've got to do those things we mentioned very carefully. And we must realize that there are some things that we must not forget. First, I'm saying, watch that abdomen. And a good way to watch the abdomen is when you begin to try to button your shirt and the button and staying in place, it's time to take note.
Ooh,
I was reading about coffee. Yeah, it's time to take note. I was reading about coffee, and I did take some time to look at a few things that, yes, some people, they can't do without their coffee when they wake in the morning and when they start work. When I was in the United States, there was a saying from the company called Dunkin' Donuts. It says, America runs on Dunkin' Donuts. And I remember my co-workers at that time, whilst I'm carrying a big bag behind my back that has my lunch and everything inside, most of my co-workers, they just carry a cup of coffee and a little brown bag that has their donuts and their car key. And that's what they run on for the most part of the morning. Now, because heart health is a very, very, how do I describe it? It's in jeopardy, let me say, all over the world. So it's not only in developed countries, Western countries, that the issue of heart health is a big thing, but even in our Africa. We are facing a lot of heart issues. And so when we drink that coffee in the morning, we should remember that though it is said that there isn't any statistical studies that clearly shows the relationship between coffee intake and coronary disease.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, other experiences are giving us indications that, yes, the coffee does affect negatively cardiovascular health. So when we say cardiovascular, it means the heart and the blood vessels that supply the rest of the body from the heart. So coffee, research has shown, increases blood pressure and it increases blood adrenaline levels. When our adrenaline is increased, it promotes what is called the fight or flight response, which means that it increases our blood rate, it increases thereby blood pressure, and the amount of blood that is pumped to the skin, the pupils of the eye, and so forth. And if anything is doing that for us, without any need for us to run or to hide or to fight, then that thing should not be taken that will be giving us all that. And then, of course, in other research areas, we have found that there are some people that are more sensitive to the effects of coffee than others. So we shouldn't say that, I've been drinking coffee all the days of my life and have had no problem. And another person say, really? Well, give me my coffee too. Well, you may not know if you are the one that is super sensitive to coffee intake, as they have found that there are some genes in some people, they are able to metabolize caffeine very quickly, which is a very important product in coffee. And there are some that their metabolism of caffeine is very slow, which means that caffeine will stay in their blood longer than others. And the longer it stays, the more hazard it will do. So we shouldn't copy another person, that's very important, who seems to be dealing with the effects of coffee, and then we keep taking it too. So these are the ways in which I want to add to what we mentioned the other time, which is do not smoke, control blood pressure. Exercise is very important. And then I was studying, I found that listening to music helps the heart. We're talking about caring for the heart. Listening to music, but you know what, dear listener? It's not just any type of music. Because in today's world, there's some music you listen to and your head wants to bounce like, can you reduce the volume of that song or something? So the music should be pleasant. It should have a pleasant melody, little rhythm, a lot of harmony. So it's very important. Do you know that in research, I was studying this and found that when they have tested rock music with ice, played rock music whilst water is becoming ice, and it formed jagged, irregular, ugly crystals. Whereas when sweet, pleasant melody with little rhythm, a lot of harmony, like classical music is played, and ice is being made, the ice forms very beautiful crystals. I found that amazing. But then nature, I have found to be very, very amazing to think about. And our God, of course, an amazing God, and he's the God of nature. So these are things that we have to keep in mind to be sure that we have a healthy heart. Of course, if we see that we have a problem, and the problems like a pressure-like chest in the chest, pain like the tightening a tight rope, it's time now to see a physician to have a good assessment. Palpitations are things that should send us for a good assessment. What is our blood pressure? What is the health of the heart? So that we can begin to make changes on time. If the beating patterns are not right, or we are feeling dizzy, or we feel faint for no apparent cause. I mean, if we get so afraid and then we get fainted, well, we know that's the reason why I'm feeling faint. But if there be no issue, there's no problem, I just feel dizzy out of nowhere, then it's time to make sure that we check our blood pressure. If it is higher than 140 over 90, then we need to put in place the things that are going to help us to bring down that pressure. Otherwise, cells will be destroyed. The heart itself is supplied by special blood vessels called coronary arteries. And these arteries can have problems because they are being supplied with blood from this aorta also. So the heart is receiving its own blood for proper circulation. And when it's in distress, then it's going to ask for help. Yes, there are special, I call them special natural treatments for the heart. I'd like to mention these two before we, maybe three, before our time is almost going. It goes so fast. Now, it's very good to have some first aid at home. In the times that we are living in, we sure need to have knowledge of this, because it's not every time we can run to the hospital. It's not all the time we can get there on time, especially when it comes to the issue of heart. I know in the hospital I worked at that if you have an emergency, a person runs, comes in, holding the chest in pain, they attend to that person first. That's just the policy.
Yeah.
But then some people don't get there on time, and then we have problems that can result in very, very serious, devastating situations. So if we have tachycardia, like fast heart rate, then this can be relieved with cold compress over the heart.
Okay.
Cold compress simply means we take a piece of cloth or a towel, dip it in cold water, spread it over the chest where the heart is located. Leave this for about 5 to 10 minutes. If it's getting warm, change it again. This will help anxiety. Usually, anxiety is associated with fast heart rate most of the time. But sometimes, there isn't any real reason, and the person is just getting this fast heart rate. It can be relieved with cold compress. On the other hand, hot compress will help angina. Angina is the chest pain I just described a minute ago,
where
it seems as if there is a tight rope tied across the chest. If you have ever felt that before, it is so uncomfortable and so frightening. There's no rope. You don't see. There's nothing. But then it is because there isn't enough blood supply to the heart. And that pain will come on very, very seriously. And so this one will be helped with hot compress. Why? Because it will dilate what is called vasodilation, widening of the coronary arteries. When the arteries are widened, then the blood will be able to flow and encouraged to come to the heart. Now, once we are getting other help, these are things that we can do as first aid measures that can be taken whilst we are getting help for this person. Where I live, I tell you, knowing these things is very important because it's not easy to get to a doctor. This weekend, like I'm talking now, in the place where I live, there is a lockdown. Lockdown because of festival, local festival for the local people living there. You can't go out. If you go out, they said a woman must not be seen by, the masquerade must not see a woman. So no woman must step out. So supposing a woman is in a state of emergency and she needs to go to the hospital, you cannot go out. In fact, the men too don't go out. They just stay indoors because when the masquerade is out, who knows what they are going to do. So knowing these things in this part of the world is very important. The third one I want to mention is hot bath for the arms. Because of the reflex mechanism, the heat that can vasodilate blood vessels in the arms, it helps the arteries of the heart also. The effect of hydrotherapy, hot and cold on the skin, sends information to other organs deep down or far off that are connected to. So a hot arm bath, that is, get a little trough, a little deep basin, that at least the arm can enter up to the upper elbow, at least, will help the heart. When there is hypertension, angina, that is chest pain, or heart failure, which means that it seems as if this is just what is going to be the end, and the person is not, place the arms in hot water. It will help to vasodilate the blood vessels, thereby encouraging better blood flow, so that we don't have such an emergency in hand that cannot be taken care of as needed. So these are things that we should be able to look at, that we can begin to try and do, even when we don't have any serious issue, just to get these things for them to be at home.
Yeah, yeah.
That they may be used as home remedies, we call them. These are home remedies that are good for the last days that we are in. We never know what is coming up. And so having these things that we can resort to are very important whilst we live at this time of this earth history.
Now, Doctor, thank you for that. As we are moving towards the wrap, you did say that even if there is no heart issue, these you may practice from time to time. Is there any recommended frequency, maybe?
Once in a while, maybe once a month, especially when you are over 40 years of age, because by then we start having the downward trend of the life, as it were, whether we like it or not.
Oh,
it seems as if life
you're life making me sad, man. You're sad because I'm over. I'm part of that group. It's sad.
So by that age, once in a while, maybe the weather is a little chilly, try the hot bath for the arms. Once in a while, take a towel, place over the chest just to and then, of course, to identify where the heart is so that if there needs to be application of hot and cold, at least we know where the heart is located, and then have towels at home. You know, it's so important. This week that is ending tomorrow, I had a friend come in. She came with her daughter who was complaining of chest pain. And the mother was so scared because this is a 15-year-old girl. Why would she be having chest pain? Well, she actually had ulcer pain. You know, because the chest is when the peptic ulcer, it gives this pain that comes up with the gastric juices that are so acidic. They burn the upper part of the esophagus, and it's the chest. So one would imagine that it's the heart. And so they were afraid. The girl was crying, take me to the hospital, take me to the hospital. She was afraid. And so when the mother called me early in the morning, she said, I didn't sleep all night. This girl did not allow me to sleep. But they could not go to anywhere. They couldn't go to the hospital. Nobody steps out at night in this area where I work now. So it's good to have these things at home because you never know when there'll be an emergency.
Yeah, yeah.
And if she knows how to do that, because eventually when she came over to me and she was crying, I said, well, from the emergency place that she went in the morning and from all the descriptions, definitely it is peptic ulcer pain. So with the pain, I applied ice over it. Do you know I had to look for a little towel for a few minutes before I found one?
Oh, goodness.
And that was bad.
That
was bad because I had gone for some demonstrations and I carried all my towels to the place where I had been doing these classes for the past 2 months. It's supposed to last for 3 months. So I carried my whole bag of hydrotherapy equipment and everything. So when she came in and I needed a towel, I had to look. I look. I said, wow, this is not good. I'm supposed to be able to pull a towel immediately. I need one. So let's get all these things in place and so that they are not too far away. Practice once in a while. It won't harm.
Wow. Yeah, no, you've given me some food for thought, and I hope that our listeners as well have had some food for thought. Very important. Heart health and taking care of their heart. Dr. Atolabe, thank you so much as usual. May you have a blessed Sabbath.
Amen, and I wish you the same.
Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.